with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. For the second time this week, President Trump postponed his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On Monday, the president extended his deadline until Friday, but now he's giving Iran another 10 days to cooperate and reopen the Strait of Hormuz by April 6th. He said he was delaying an attack on Iran's power plants because talks aimed at ending the war are going, in his words, very well. However, Iran continues to say it is not negotiating with the U.S. and has rejected a 15-point proposal from the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Attacks have appeared to intensify in the war in the Middle East, including strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities and an Iranian missile attack that wounded U.S. service members and damaged planes at a base in Saudi Arabia. Austria's governing coalition has announced plans to ban social media for children under 14, joining a string of countries with parallel restrictions.
Australia in 2024 took the lead, becoming the first country to eject children under 16 from social media. In Europe, lawmakers in France approved a bill banning social media for children under 15, paving the way for the measure to start in September. Spain last month announced plans for its social media ban for under 16s.
Heute ist ein guter Tag für jedes Kind.
At a news conference in Vienna, Austrian Vice Chancellor Andreas Babler explains the risks associated with excessive social media use range from low self-esteem and addictive behavior to cyberbullying, which is to say mobbing, loneliness, and in the most tragic cases, even suicide. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 793 points, the Nasdaq dropped 459, the S&P lower by 108. This is SRN News. Rainbow crosswalks are disappearing in Dallas.
The crosswalks, designed to celebrate gay pride, are being removed under orders from Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He says the LGBT flag designs violate the Texas Manual on Uniform Traffic Controls Devices and have to go. Dallas officials have been fighting it, but they've now given in, and crews are at work returning the crosswalks to normal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued a similar statewide order. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Education Department has deemed that there are Title IX violations involving transgender athletes taking place at San Jose State University. It says there will be legal action if things don't change soon. Officials at SJSU say they disagree with the department's legal position and findings. In January, the administration found that the university had discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. This is SRN News. Investigators say lax oversight played a role in two deadly home explosions in Mississippi that happened after shifting clay soil pulled natural gas pipes apart and leaks went unrepaired.
Officials say both leaks were reported to Atmos Energy weeks earlier, but the utility rated them low risk. Now, the first blast in 2024 killed an 82-year-old woman in Jackson. A second explosion and fire 3 days later destroyed two nearby homes. The board says the energy company needs to replace the couplings and needs more scrutiny because of its poor safety record. Jason Walker reporting.
The astronaut who prompted NASA's first medical evacuation earlier this year says doctors still don't know why he suddenly fell sick at the International Space Station. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.